A lot of new faces today, so warm welcome to many of our new students or visitors here to Columbia, especially for our new students. I hope that Newman can be a great home to you. We have a great building, and it doesn't mean anything if people don't use it, so you're always welcome here. When I was entering seminary, which was really like a scary thing for me, thinking about being a priest, and I remember making the decision to go, and I was at some family function, and one of my cousins said to me, she said, "I love that you're doing you." And I was like, "What?" I love it. She said, "I love that you're doing you." And it was just, that concept was so foreign to me. There was all the anguish of prayer, like me saying, "Not my will, but your will be done." Like, I don't want to do my thing. I must increase, or I must decrease, you must increase. Like, "Not my will, Lord, but yours be done." And then she goes, "I love that you're doing you." And I was like, "I don't feel like I'm doing me. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I was, this whole time, I've been wanting to do what God wants." So it just felt so foreign. I felt, at that time, I felt very alone. As soon as she said it, I felt very alone. Like, I'm on an island. Like, I'm just doing me. And then there was everybody else doing their own thing. It's like a certain form of hell, really, just isolation. Like, I didn't want to do me. Like, I wanted to be united to God and the church that he gave us, and that Jesus calls each of us to follow him in a particular way. It looks different for everybody. I felt very alone, very isolated, and very confused. This gospel can be really difficult for us to understand when Jesus says, "I didn't come to establish peace on the earth, but rather division." It's kind of confusing. Like, aren't you the Prince of Peace? And yet Jesus knows that there will be so many that are called to follow him, that he is this consuming fire, that he wants to burn away everything that doesn't belong to him so that we can be united ultimately in him, united. And yet some will fall away. And that does cause division within families. You think, yeah, the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, of course they don't like each other. But beyond that, it's like, if I want to be united to the Lord and somebody else isn't, we don't share the ultimate good together. We don't share the ultimate goal, destination together. And that there's divisions that happen, especially within family units. And maybe you feel that. Jesus begins this gospel. He says, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." That the love of God that is poured out in his scriptures, in the saints that we hear about, the great cloud of witnesses that we heard about in the second reading, that in the sacraments, in our life of prayer, God's love comes so close that it is a fire that first and foremost burns away whatever doesn't belong to God. The stuff that's just me, my own selfishness, my own ego, my self-absorption, my pride. That stuff gets burned away. And you know what burning means? It hurts. Following Jesus hurts, and it should. Jesus didn't promise us peace here on earth. He promised us a cross that we must carry. That's what he promised us. That's what we're entitled to, is to carry the cross that God has entrusted to me here and now. And there's a burning, a purifying that happens. I think of that great image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus reveals himself to St. Margaret Mary Alico. And it's Jesus' Sacred Heart, which is, it's got a crown of thorns around it, that he is the King who's gone before us, but it's also on fire. "How I wish it were already blazing. I've come to set the earth on fire." I don't want to be a cause of division in my family. I don't want to be a cause of division anywhere. And yet, to set my eyes on Jesus and to know that he is God, if somebody isn't with me, as Jesus tells us in Matthew's gospel, if you are not with me, then you are against me. If you don't gather the flock with me, you scatter the flock. And we see division all around us, but the ultimate source of division is sin. That my own sin, I turn away from the Lord, maybe just in this little pocket. My heart is for the Lord, but in this way, in this time, when I'm in this scenario with these friends or this at work, I let my heart go away from the Lord. I'm not totally with him. And some of us feel like such great sinners that we're stuck, It's like, I don't know how to get out of this place. I love the reading from Jeremiah that we hear about today. Jeremiah is this great prophet, and he is bringing a prophecy of doom. Basically, if we do not return to the Lord, awful things are happening. And they go to the king and say, Jeremiah is really kind of a buzzkill. Like, he is demoralizing the soldiers. So we kind of need to get rid of Jeremiah. And they throw him into this cistern where he's going to die of starvation. And it says, there Jeremiah was. All that was at the bottom of the cistern was mud. And he just kept sinking into the mud. Spiritually, we can be in that same place. Like, I'm stuck. And I can't move. And I also can't help myself. It's a really powerful spiritual place to be. Wherever that might feel like for you, it's a really powerful spiritual place to be, because that's when God does his best work, when we actually can't help ourselves. And we have to cry out like we did in the responsorial psalm, God, come to my aid. God, save me. Jesus, come near me. I can't get myself out of this pit, out of this mud, wherever it is that I'm stuck. And that's where God does his best work, if only we would allow him the space to show up. Jesus is a redeemer. Jesus is a savior, and he loves to save. I've told you this before. There's two types of people in the world. There are sinners, and then there's the savior. There's sinners, and then there's a savior, and he loves to save. I pray that we wouldn't be causes of division, but that this fire that Jesus brings to the earth, the fire that he gives us in the sacraments, the fire that he gives us in the scriptures, the fire that he gives us in the saints that surround us, our family who supports us and encourages us, that would purify our hearts so that we belong entirely to him. You know, in heaven, I don't know what it's like. I've never been. There will be no division. That person that you're angry with, that person that you hold in condemnation, like, there will be no division in heaven. There will be no anger or bitterness or resentment. There'll be no unforgiveness in heaven. That our sin is the cause of division. It separates us. And we need to stop doing us. And we need to start asking the Lord, what is it that you will for me? How is it that you're leading me? What needs to be purified so I can belong entirely to you? I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing.